This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained in Moscow just 2 months after his release from prison for organizing protests against the government of President Vladimir Putin. Saskia O'Donohue of Reuters reports.
The 42-year-old was last sentenced to 30 days in prison in May for his role in organizing nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin. He'd called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities under the slogan, "Putin is not our Tsar." He says the leader's presidency in Russia is akin to autocratic rule. 65-year-old Putin won re-election overwhelmingly in March, extending his grip over Russia for 6 more years.
Reuters reporter Saskia O'Donohue. Pope Francis began the first papal visit to Ireland in almost 4 decades by expressing the outrage he shares with the Catholic community over repugnant crimes committed by priests who raped and molested children and the failure of church authorities to address them. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
The Pope spoke at Dublin Castle, where he addressed the issue of clerical sexual abuse.
Il fallimento delle autorità ecclesiastiche, vescovi, superiori religiosi.
Pope Francis said the failure of ecclesiastical authorities, bishops, religious superiors, priests and others to adequately address these repellent crimes has rightly given rise to outrage and remains a source of pain and shame for the Catholic community. He added he shared those sentiments. The Pope also reiterated what he wrote in a recent letter to the people of God, a greater commitment to eliminate this scourge in the Church, no matter the moral cost or amount of suffering.
Sabina Castelfranco. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's National Security Advisor abruptly resigned Saturday amid rising violence across the country and high numbers of battlefield casualties as the Taliban insurgency is inflicting them on government forces. Advisor Mohammed Hanif Atmar said in his resignation letter, shared with VOA, that he was quitting the office because of developing serious differences with the top leadership of the government over policies and principles. President Ashraf Ghani's office swiftly announced he had accepted the resignation and replaced Atmar with Hamadullah Mohib, the Afghan ambassador to the United States. Separately, on Saturday, a suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body near an office of the Afghan Election Commission in the restive eastern city of Jalalabad and killed 3 people. Thousands of Rohingya refugees staged a protest to mark the 1-year anniversary of Myanmar's crackdown on the ethnic minority that sent them fleeing across the border into Bangladesh. The protesters held demonstrations and said prayers Saturday in what has become the world's largest refugee camp at Cox's Bazar. Myanmar's government has explained the crackdown as security officials lawfully suppressing Muslim militants. Myanmar says it is safe for the refugees to return home. International officials have called the crackdown on Myanmar's Rakhine State ethnic cleansing. Zimbabwe's main opposition leader said on Saturday he respectfully rejects a ruling by the Constitutional Court upholding President Emmerson Mnangagwa's narrow election win.
You can respect but not agree with the Constitutional Court, and I respectfully disagree and reject the position that was arrived at by the Constitutional Court.
Nelson Chamisa of the Movement for Democratic Change Party spoke 1 day after the court unanimously rejected the opposition's claims of vote rigging, saying it did not bring sufficient and credible evidence. President Emmerson Mnangagwa appealed for calm after the court ruling. In a Twitter post, he told Chamisa, "My door is open and my arms are outstretched." Hurricane Lane has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but federal officials are warning Hawaii residents to remain vigilant. Federal officials are warning that heavy rains and mudslides are still dangers to residents of the state. Steve Goldstein is a NOAA meteorologist.
Even after Lane moves off, a wet weather pattern is likely to hold through the first half of next week across the Hawaiian Islands, before a drying trend finally fills in towards the end of the week.
The outer bands of the hurricane dumped as much as 1 meter of rain on the Big Island. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.